Good morning, this is Sal. Sally, hope you all are doing well and having an awesome day. It's about 6:08 a.m. on Tuesday, June 7th. It's a warm morning in Austin, Texas. And today I want to speak about the triad of motivation, focus, and execution. In my opinion, each of those three factors are essential to take quick, productive, and impactful action. If you don't have the motivation to do something and get to a particular place or a particular position or a particular level, you're not going to have the drive to overcome the obstacles that are going to be in your way. You will give up easily. You may not even start. And as we all know, starting is often the most difficult step. Once you've started, then you continue down the path. So that's the motivation. Now, there are going to be a lot of things that will come in the way, which will throw you off course, which will want you to quit, encourage you to pull up and remove your boots and sit down and give up on the desired course of action. But if the motivation is strong enough, you will power through those obstacles and those hindrances and those roadblocks and those speed breakers and continue to push forward. Inch by inch, step by step, moving forward as you go along. So that's the motivation. The focus is the ability to continue to power through in spite of all the distractions and not losing sight of the end goal. That's the focus, which is critically important. And once you have the motivation and the focus, nothing happens till you actually execute and take action. You can be very motivated, you can be highly focused, but if you don't take action and convert those thoughts and feelings and emotions into actual action, nothing happens. Nothing happens till you actually execute, and that's why the execution is so critically important. Now, this triad is so easily understood, and it is so well illustrated when I look at the swimming practice that my kids do. It is so motivating for me to see that even during summer break, when you're on vacation and you could sleep in, my daughter gets to her swim practice at downtown UT campus swimming pool at 6 o'clock in the morning. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we need to leave the house at 5:30 in the morning, which means she has to get up at 5 o'clock and I get up at 4:30, so it's an early start. The kids would be sleeping at that time and enjoying their dreaming, but not my daughter. She is motivated and is focused and executes. I'll give you an example. When you're motivated, you can think the night before that, yes, I'm going to get up in the morning the next day at 5 o'clock and go and swim. You may be focused, knowing that since you have to get up early, you're not going to stay up late playing video games on the Xbox. And that's great, but without the actual execution of you getting out of bed, getting your trunks and your swimming stuff ready, packing your bag, having a quick snack in the morning and getting into the car and actually going and taking your first dive into that cold water in the pool, nothing happens. That's where the execution is so critical. This is a beautiful illustration of motivation, focus, and execution. And when I see my daughter and my son so committed to doing this, my son starts at 7 o'clock in the morning instead of 6, so my wife and I split duties. That is so encouraging for me to drive and gain inspiration from a kid that, though so young, is still so motivated, focused, and mature to execute quickly, promptly, and consistently each and every day. When you do that and you take those small steps every day, they compound into positive and large impact over a period of time. That's the benefit of the triad of motivation, focus, and execution. One or two of those is not enough. You need all three to be outstanding, exceptional, and to stand out of the crowd. So hopefully you found this podcast useful, and a quick reminder and a timely reminder of the power of focus, motivation, and execution. Thank you for listening. This is Sal Selly. Talk to you again. Thanks.